Texte numéro 122. Why climate activists keep targeting art galleries. Two Just Stop Oil activists were recently jailed for throwing soup at one of Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers paintings at London's National Gallery back in 2022. Some commentators suggested these were overly harsh sentences for a non-violent protest, while others felt such sentences were appropriate and important deterrent. We study activism and its impact. In our latest research, we wanted to know what makes this form of process so unpopular with the general public, and why climate activists have continued to return to galleries despite or even because of the resulting social outrage. One common theme we found is that such protests are widely criticised because of their supposed irrationality. However, we should consider the logic offered by the activists themselves. The video of the action shows one of them asking, "What is worth more, art or life? Is art worth more than food, more than justice?" The question of which is worth more, art or life, only warrants interest because the value of life is being compared to objects that are considered to be the most valuable products of human culture. Throwing soup at paintings is extremely unpopular. We recently commissioned a poll in which people were asked about different forms of climate protest. Throwing food at paintings was considered the least justifiable of these protests. Less justifiable than sabotaging pipelines, damaging private jets, or breaking windows at companies financing oil exploration. The extreme unpopularity of throwing soup at sunflowers virtually guaranteed that it would have an audience of millions. Although commentators worried that such an unpopular action would turn people away from the cause, there is no evidence for such an impact. The public may hate the messengers and their actions, but they're nevertheless exposed to the message. Indeed, we suspect the reason activists target art is directly related to why it is so unpopular. In academic psychology, terror management theory suggests that damaging revered cultural symbols threatens the psychological defences we rely on to mitigate existential fears. Think of how memorials are built to soldiers who die in war, and the way any threat to desecrate such memorials is met with strong condemnation. Masterpieces like sunflowers offer a similar sense of immortality and permanence. In a way, its preservation means our culture will live on after our own demise. This explains why the apparent destruction of art provokes such a strong backlash, and why activists use the spectacle to draw parallels between cultural and environmental preservation. These protests trigger a powerful desire for punishment and condemnation, but society would benefit from a sincere attempt to understand the rationale and motivations of those activists who seem to go beyond the normal bounds of protest. Adapted from The Conversation, October 2024.